student achievement.
Lastly, just an update on the success program. That's the students understanding core content and exceeding state standards. Really, this is a program that is overseen by the principals at Spruce Run and Patrick McGarren, supported by the literacy teachers at each school. And it is a matter of the unified arts staff, full complement at each school, not only tying to the curriculum in their own subject areas, but pushing into the classroom and supporting the learning in the classroom. So just some highlights from the principal's report given to the board. Of the students that were tested using the developmental reading assessment, 100% have shown increase in towards independent reading. Also in the DIBELS, there was a 41% increase in assessed scores by students under phonemic awareness and segment fluency. The initial assessment showed students 58% at a deficit, 42% at emerging, no students at established. By mid-year assessment, the numbers have changed. 6% are now at a deficit, 30% are emerging, and 64% are now established. Over at Patrick McGarren, continue with the same idea of the push in and pull out idea of success. The students who were identified with the teacher recommendations, as well as the NJ PASS scores and the developmental spelling analysis, 33% of those children are showing that they are on grade level, and that work continues. What I'd like to say about it is some of the connections that I've seen going around the classroom is that the students being able to relate to all teachers at all time to show that learning can happen, specifically language arts literacy, which the new standards are pushing to say they should be everywhere all the time, all day long, not just under the reading, writing portion of your day, but found in math, science, social studies, art, music. And with the help of this program, as well as what is already being done at Round Valley and at the middle school, that's exactly what is being supported. That is my report at this time. I'm going to adjust the mic, sir, if you would like to take over for the next portion of the meeting.
At this time, we're going to go into a public hearing on the contract for Kevin Carroll, our superintendent of schools. I just want to read part of the statute. Whereas the state of New Jersey has enacted Public Law 2007-C53, an act concerning school district accountability, and whereas Section 5 of the act amended NJSA Title 18A 11-11 to require boards of education to provide public notice to a public hearing 10 days prior to regarding the employment contract with the superintendent of schools, and whereas said notice of the public hearing was provided to the public by a publication in the district's official newspapers, the Hunterdon County Democrat and the Hunterdon Review on February 8th, 2011, respectfully on the district's public website on February 8th, 2011, now therefore be it resolved that the Clinton Township Board of Education hereby designates tonight as the public hearing required by the act. We're going to give people from the audience an opportunity to address the board. I would ask you to please try to limit your comments to 3 minutes, if at all possible. This is concerning the superintendent's contract. You should know that the board does not intend to take any public action this evening, but again, to have an opportunity for the public just to comment on the superintendent's contract.
As well this evening, sir, we have council president from Porzio, Bromberg, and Newman, Ms. Carrie Wright, who also has a statement.
Thank you. Good evening. For the benefit of the public, I just wanted to let you know how the public hearing is going to go. The state has essentially expressed its belief that it benefits public boards of education to receive input from the public, constructive, substantive and relevant input on the superintendent, the job the superintendent has done, his qualifications, before the Board of Education decides whether to grant superintendent a contract with the Board of Education. So tonight's public hearing, the board has not yet determined, as Mr. President has said, has not yet determined with respect to what terms or conditions it may offer the superintendent. Any such terms and conditions would be in compliance with the statutes and the regulations regarding the superintendent's contracts. And before it does so, it's offering the public the right to come and speak. It will be limited to 3 minutes. And again, we ask that your comments be constructive and with respect to the fact that this is a public hearing. Mr. President.
Thank you. Anyone who would like to address the board, please feel free to do so at this time.
Legal right to rescind and approve a new contract for the superintendent at any time. So the board has decided to look at this issue now while the board that has worked with Mr. Carroll is still sitting.
You should also be aware of the fact that legally, when Mr. Carroll was initially hired, he was given a 3-year contract by the board. He's in the middle of his second year of that contract. The way the statute works, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, the board has an obligation to let Mr. Carroll know one way or another a year before his contract is up, whether or not, which would be June 30th. So the board has decided to have a public hearing in February, and then possibly take action on a new contract in March, rather than wait until June.
And also, doesn't his contract state that if you decide to approve him for the, after the contract's up, that he automatically is renewed with 3 years? So my question is, and this could be wrong information that I've heard, is that Mr. Carroll was looking for some type of agreement that he would get 5 or 6 years, not 3 years.
If the board did not act on his contract by June 30th, he would automatically be renewed for another 3-year contract, right? In New Jersey, superintendents are issued contracts for 3, 4, or 5 years. There's no such thing as a 6-year contract for superintendents. So it would be, and that would be under consideration for the board, whether it be another 3-year contract, possibly a 4-year contract, or possibly a 5-year contract. That has not been decided.
Okay, and are you going to, when we have another meeting after you've decided what you're going to do, are you going to let us know again what you propose to do, or is it going to be a surprise when we find out?
No, it'll be, in order for us to approve or not approve a contract, it'll be an item on the agenda, and the public will have an opportunity to comment.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Evaluation that's used by school boards came online. So when we meet in executive session later this evening, I will be discussing with other members of the board the importance of getting that evaluation done in a timely fashion.
Is there any particular reason why the board is considering taking action on this before the election?
As I stated a few minutes ago, the board believes that the board has the option of doing this later or now. And the board that has worked with Mr. Carroll for the past few years is the board that is sitting now. So they do have the right to do that now while they still have the continuity of the board that has actually worked with Mr. Carroll.
Certainly. I didn't ask whether or not the board had the right. I asked whether or not why the board was considering doing this before the election. Presumably, if the board and the public believes Mr. Carroll is doing a good job, then regardless of who was elected in April, then the voters' wishes would be carried out. That information would be made. We wouldn't want to present any feelings that perhaps there's concern that Mr. Carroll's contract might not be reviewed, or might not be renewed, excuse me, if new board members got in. I can't exactly see how that happens, since there's three seats open, and even if all three seats voted no, it's still passed. But I'm asking, why are we taking this action early?
There's a feeling on the part of the majority of the board that the sitting board members have worked with Mr. Carroll for an extended period of time. You know, it's very possible that at the April election, you could conceivably have three brand new board members who have not worked as long with Mr. Carroll, maybe don't know him as well as the current board members. So that's the reason for for doing it at this point in time rather than after the election.
My name is Patty Hensley, and I am representing my fellow colleagues from the Board of Us. We want to pledge our full support behind Mr. Kevin Carroll to continue the superintendent. Together, we have experienced various changes in leadership and witnessed an increase in challenges the superintendent faces, whether it be managing school operations on a day-to-day basis or fiscal issues. Mr. Carroll is a champion for student achievement. It is clearly evident to us that he puts students' needs first. Additionally, he is extremely accessible and approachable to all, and his demeanor and wit makes everyone feel at ease. In closing, we feel that the Township School District is well serviced by Mr. Carroll. Thank you.
Thank you.
Being
Rachel McLaughlin, 2 Squires Lane, Alabama. I had a question actually about the contract. At the last meeting of the agenda, I had gotten up and spoken about the contract, and Kevin had said it would be a win because he would not be, he was already out of the cap in terms of salary, so he wouldn't exceed it. And I was looking at the public records, and I thought that his salary was 156. So I was wondering where the 175 came from.
155, my current salary?
Yes.
And the 175 would be a larger district based on the enrollment set by the regulations. So that would be at a just 6 to 10,000, I think it is, that you have to have. So I don't know what
that is. Is that assuming for the next contract year?
No. That's a totally different. I don't know where that number comes from. $155,000 is my current salary, and it is the cap set by the regulations.
Based on
this, the enrollment of this district.
Right, the school enrollment.
Correct.
School enrollment. So, in other words.
You said 156, though.
I think that's what I read online. Well, he said 155. I mean, close enough. But last month, I had said the Commodore 175, he said he was already at the cap. So, I assume that meant the 175. That's why I'm asking.
No, there's different caps depending upon enrollment.
Do you know what the cap is for enrollment?
For this district, it's 155.
No, the student population enrollment. In order to get to 175, do you know what the enrollment is?
Yes, it would be over 6,000.
Okay. So then my next question is, given that you don't have a performance review, but knowing what you know, what do you think is the most important predictor of your superintendent on, and in my opinion, that would be passing the school budget. So for only having been here a year and a half, it doesn't seem likely that you should be extending his contract by between 3 and 5 years if he doesn't have a proven track record of passing your budget. And people that got up before me were asking some really good questions about what happens if new board members come on board. My thought process is that if you wait until April and you see whether your budget passes or not, that would be a very accurate predictor of what the community feels about the superintendent. Because traditionally, if you pass your budget, then you're actually, the underlying assumption is that you are trusting your leader to create a wonderful budget for your school district that the community believes in. And so at this point, even before Mr. Carroll is here, there doesn't seem to be a proven track record for any previous superintendent of passing school budgets. So I would just ask you to consider that when you're thinking about an extension, because to me it seems like we have a history of not passing some budgets, and we should have a leader that has the capability of doing that. In addition to that, I think that based on what I've read about, and I know you haven't made a formal budget presentation yet, but it seems to me that there isn't any type of increase in the budget for the teachers. It's a zero increase. So I'm wondering if that is true, or that are you waiting to see what comes out of mediation in terms of the salary increase, or are you anticipating that the budget will be 0% increase for teachers?
About money, the amount of money in the budget for teacher salaries. You know, that's a very appropriate question during when we discuss the budget. So, which is something that we're going to be doing a little later tonight.
Okay.
All right. So
will that be in the presentation then? Or
I can make it part of that if that's what the board so wishes.
I didn't know if this was like traditionally you would do a separate budget.
There will be a separate budget presentation.
Tonight?
Correct, a preliminary proposed budget presentation.
All right, I was just wondering if that was bigger. Thanks.
Thank you.
Hi, Patty Wilson, 37th Street, in Indiana. It's my understanding that the board represents the voters. That's correct. And the people that have spoken will ask that you wait until the normal time that we would talk about Mr. Carroll's contract. It just seems to me unnatural. Can I ask who initiated looking at the contract at this time? Is that a fair question?
Sure. I started the discussion back in November with the board, knowing that the regulations were coming up and that I did not want this board to be seen as a poster child, but knowing that the strategic plan was in place I said, you know what, as I see other people are coming online, other superintendents trying to beat the regulation, I don't want to beat the regulations. It was reported by the Huntington Democrat. That's not why I wanted to do that. I wanted to be a part of the strategic plan. So to ensure that, I'd reached out to the personnel and negotiations committee, say I would be interested in discussing that. They brought that to the board, and that's where we are in the process. So that I would follow, my contract would follow the current regulations, given that I'm already at cap, given my salary.
I understand you have the right to do this. Mm-hmm. I'm not questioning that.
And that's, well, you would ask how initiated, that's how it started. I initiated.
I just would like to go on record that I don't agree with doing this early. I agree with some of the people who had said we should wait till the budget passes, which hopefully will for the first time, in a time when the teachers are unsure of their jobs. I don't understand why the board is pushing in this direction. And I would formally go on record that I think you should wait until after the election at the actual time when this would happen.
Thank you.
Just for the board's benefit, I wanted to let you know that approximately 30-40% of the boards of education that our firm represents do indeed follow the same track of renewing or rehiring their superintendents early while the sitting board that has worked with the superintendent is still sitting. So this is not abnormal. This is fairly typical.
If you want some boards of education that do not wait till the end of the school year, but renew superintendents' contracts. Springfield is one, Madison is another, so is Morris Township. They do not wait until the end of the year.
My name is Carrie Wright, and I work for the law firm of Porzio, Bromberg, and Newman, the boards of council. I was invited by the board. I'm the board's attorney. I've been invited by the board to answer any legal questions that may be presented today.
Hi, my name is Maria Grant. I just have a question just for my own edification here. What is the process that the members of the school board utilize to evaluate the job that Mr. Carroll has done during his year and a half of being here as superintendent? Evaluating. When I used to work, we had objectives, and you were measured by those objectives and different things like that. So I'm curious as to how he's evaluated and his job.
Sure. Each year that the board and I will look at district goals, and the board will approve said district goals. These are this year is based on the strategic plan. And then what I'm trying to show to them is what growth and progress we're making towards our strategic plan. And then based on and the way that it's set up through school boards, there's an evaluative process. As Mr. Dinka have talked about, it just came online today. I did my format as putting in those goals, where I am in meeting those goals for this year, and then it gets turned over to the board, and not only do they get to see that, there are areas that tie into superintendent's performance that they also get to rate.
I was wondering, Mr. Dinkoff, and has the board ever done this or considered doing a 360 evaluation of a superintendent that would not only just, you know, include the members of the board, but also include the staff members as well as the teachers and any staff members and members of the community so that there could be input? I think it's a value to do that because an individual can glean what they hear from others and then maybe some objectives for the future can be made, and then that person can improve in specific areas, maybe not be excelling in. But also, I think it gives a feeling from all aspects of the community as well as the staff as to where they see what's happening, both positively and negatively.
Believe me, Mrs. Grant, board members here on a regular basis from members of the community as well as our teaching staff about the performance of the superintendent.
Okay, but there hasn't been a formal 360 in the past that's been done, and
no.
Not one that you're planning on doing?
No.
Okay, and the reason why, sir?
We have not felt that there was a need at this point in time. Like I said, board members each individual board member has an opportunity to fill out the form that Mr. Carroll referred to that comes to us from school boards. And when board members do that, I'm sure they do take into consideration information that they've gotten from other parents, from people in the community, as well as teaching staff members. But there's no formal procedure for doing that.
Can I just ask that maybe you consider doing that? Just because I think when I used to work many years ago, it was valuable for me to hear what my peers had to say. And it's not an attack on anybody. It's, you know, lots of times you may not know what people are thinking, and you may not really get all feedback unless a formal mechanism is in place. You may only hear negative, you know, or you may only hear positive. So I would just like to ask maybe you consider doing a 360. Just to make sure that we got our arms around what's going
on. You will. Thank you.
Good evening, Corp Dills. Has this board ever completed or initiated a review of our teachers' contracts prior to the time that contract was due?
I guess the closer that it came to, sir, it was the last year prior to in building the budget. There was discussion of whether or not there would be a possibility that some people would take a flat salary raise for the year, a flat salary. The administrators offered to do just that, open up their contract, take a flat, forego their 4% raise. So I guess it is possible. We were in negotiations as of last year with the CTEA, and that was a topic of discussion at that time.
Okay, thank you. I'd like to concur and add my comments to the previous comments that were made. I think it's inappropriate for this board to circumvent the will of the voters in conducting an early review contract for people signing the superintendent. I think last year the administrator clearly that this board attempted and actually succeeded in circumventing the will of the voters with your budget. Last year the board was notified by the Department of Education that you would be receiving amount of state aid greater than zero, and yet the Board of Education, under Mr. Carroll, included the projected state aid of zero in its budget, indicating the board was happy with the figure in its budget that it was asking voters for, and voters rejected that budget. The council decided to reinstate it. That was the council's prerogative. However, Mr. Carroll came to the council meeting, and I believe very disingenuously, and I think this board knew what was going on, very disingenuously explained to the board, to the council rather, that the state aid was unanticipated, unexpected, and was a windfall, and the council should therefore split the difference and give half of it to the school district. To me, that was an utter disregard for the will of the voters. In fact, this school district, this board, got more money from taxpayers than it asked for in the budget that was proposed in the polling meeting. So not only did you circumvent the will of the voters, but in fact, you came and asked for even more, which you then got from the council, which I think was a gross error on the council's part. So I think that was a clear indication of this board's willingness to circumvent the vote of the voters, the will of the voters. And I think you're doing the same thing this year. You're afraid that if the vote goes the wrong way, you're not going to have a council to re-up the superintendent's contract. So I would urge you to wait. I think it's appropriate that we wait until after the election, because we've always already seen the demonstration that this board willingly and intentionally circumvents the will of the voters. You got more money last year than you asked for after they rejected it. And frankly, I can't see how any single one of you could look a voter in the face and say that you're going to review this contract before the election. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing.
Very much
6 yes informed votes. Why the rush? Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Susan Cox, quite frankly, I'm insulted, and I think you owe everybody an apology. We voted for you guys to do what our will is, or not to do what our will. We voted for you guys to take care of this thing. And you want to go and make it earlier. I sat the strategic planning in one of the committees with Mr. Carroll. I waited for notes to come back for me from each meeting, which we never got before the next meeting. We're supposed to be getting the budget passed. His idea was, I'm going to go tell the kids that they can end up having, their parents can have to pay to play, and that will get the budget passed, because no parents want to do that. Now, we're supposed to have meetings after the budget elections and to keep on going with the community. And we still haven't had, I still haven't heard anything past those meetings. Insulting that you're circumventing, just like the gentleman before, the process because you're scared. Because that's what it looks like to the rest of us. And I really don't think that's right, because you are elected by us. And now you're trying to get around it because you're afraid the three people who would eventually get here are not going to do it.
Thank you.
Hi, Laura Frayne again. Just a quick thing, and it's not a negative or positive, it's a neutral kind of thing, that maybe what Mr. Carroll would do is he could put something out in the local Clinton Township paper that we get, and maybe tell the community what he's done for the school, his ideas, what he came up with. We not have a say day because the public asked for that, but tell us what he's done for the school, for the kids, you know, his own ideas that came to fruition. Maybe then the public can see what he's done versus something else, so that way we know exactly what he's added or contributed to our school system, not just that he's a superintendent, but just show us exactly his own ideas that came to fruition, which I think maybe the public needs to see.
Thank you.
Before you speak, could I have your last name?
Cox.
C-O-X?
Sorry. I have one question, because Kevin said that last year we weren't going to lose anything because we didn't lose the money in the budget and the council put the money back in the budget, yet we didn't have the ACE program last year, which was supposed to be included in the budget. Now, granted, maybe it was too late to put it back in after council approved it. What's the plans for this summer?
If I may, ACE or a derivative of that is something that I'm in discussion with the leadership team, which would again be a look at a tuition-based program with the parents. One of our principals was a former director of the ACE program, Mrs. Melissa Goad, and she's going to be spearheading that.
Prospective employees that came to the district, Kevin was seen displayed within this district so far. I think tonight I've heard one possible complaint. Most of the other ones are procedural in nature. I still think that if there were a lot of other particular issues in this district, there'd be a lot more problems going on. I do think that from a 200, from a strategic plan that we've started it as a team, we should finish it as a team. Otherwise, if you're going to bring in all these new opinions in the middle of it, you're going to get derailed, distracted, and start all over again and start moving down a whole different path. I do think that it's, I'll close with, I'm very much in favor of Kevin. I think he's doing a good job in this year.
Thank you, Roger.
Children. We don't offer an opportunity for parents to come to our meetings. We don't have any babysitters.
and Boy Scouts, they can get service hours for offering babysitting in the cafeteria. So if you want to hear from the community, you need to offer more ways for the community to actually come out and have a say. And I think the wiki is a great opportunity for that. And I think the board would be very wise to read the wiki and see what people are saying about the superintendent. I like Maria's idea. It's great to do a 360 evaluation. I think that more needs to come of the school and community relationship. I think that the parental discourse that has evolved over time in this community is because you failed to pass a budget for a number of reasons. And I think for you as a board to sit and consider the contract when you haven't addressed the teachers' contracts is really disappointing.
Mark Frieda, Grand Terrace, District 2. First, I have no problem with you asking for a contract extension. That's not the issue. You have every right. My kids have iPods, they have older ones. They have right to say, hey, mom and dad, we have a new version, we renew it. You have every right to ask. It doesn't mean the board has to grant it. And nor should they say, I mean, it's gonna roll over and it's gonna work itself out. I think everybody, you know, board members need to realize why you're sitting here. You're sitting here because it's at the luxury of the taxpayers and voters of our community. That is why you're here. And you need to really focus and realize what these people are saying. Listen to the majority of the people. You need to listen. And we're not saying that Mr. Carroll is not deserving of it, but just maybe this point in time, take a step back, wait a little bit, and then take the necessary actions. I'm sure he's going to get his contract renewed. I don't think there's anybody in this room who thinks it's not going to happen. It's just a matter of why now. Remember, you're serving at the luxury of the taxpayers. You need to take a step back and realize that when you make this decision. Because we have a budget coming up, and we don't want to blow this. And we have opportunities for progress here. And I think the timing is really, really important. I'm not saying you don't deserve it. I'm not saying that at all. But I think just at this point in time, you have other pressing issues in our school district. And I don't know why this is the focus so bent on right now to renew your contract. It's going to happen. You're going to get it. You just got to wait. Like my kids may have to wait for their new iPhone. It'll happen. Do yourself a favor. Remember why you're serving. Thank you.
Thank you.
Currently involved for Mr. Carroll will have a detrimental effect on the forward progress, for I feel we are still paying for the revolving door of leadership which this district has seen in the past few years. How many people in this room tonight are aware that one of Mr. Carroll's favorite tasks is to visit the schools, preferably at lunchtime? He sits with the students, often making a concerned effort to sit at the table of students, which has a few too many empty seats. How many people in this room are aware that when an administrator logs off late Friday night, possibly 10 p.m., there will be emails awaiting them for Mr. Carroll when they log on again Saturday morning? Mr. Carroll understands the enormity of his task as superintendent of the Clinton Township School District and carries it 7 days a week. The technology of today ensures that he is always available, which is good for the district, but it's logical to deduce that it takes an unrecognized personal toll. It is my hope that the Board of Education will extend its